This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour. It is Thursday, the 9th of November. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Jennifer has, she went out to find some heat, right? It's cold in California. Not like it is here in the Northeast, though.
Oh, wow. She finds some. She can send it over our way.
Well, after all, it's November, and we expect these blasts of Arctic air, which are rolling into our area today and tomorrow over the weekend. But then it goes back up to 50s and 60s next week. But the 20 to 25 degree off the norm, which is possible in the next 24 to 48 hours, will not be very pleasant. Friday night, Saturday morning. Actually, last night here on the farm, a first frost we've had of the season. And in some years, I can remember frost early in October. So we really haven't had a bad growing season here. And, yeah, these things snap in and snap out. I can remember a big snowstorm, Kara. I think it was maybe 4 years ago. Maybe Victoria remembers because she's in New York. Around the time of Sandy, it seemed to me right after that.
Wasn't
it a snowstorm? Yeah.
Like New York got, I think we got 2 feet.
Yeah.
It was massive, yeah.
Right. And it was this time in November.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Right about, yeah.
There's a cold front that's in the Midwest. And that's going to bring a lot of cold air. This is the coldest we've had since last winter. You're going to have mid-20s overnight tomorrow night there in New York. And Washington, mid-30s. Supposed to be the high in, New York on Friday, 37, 38 degrees, which is 20 degrees below the normal. And in our area, my neck of the woods here, it's going to be in that same vein, low to mid-20s. And then it'll warm up again. But it's cold, and that's the way it is, folks, around the nation and around the world. Okay, so I want to go back to these various revelations and accusations, Victoria, as to who has done what to whom. Let's see here. Ed Westwick.
How long have you got?
Well, I look at this. This guy's from the Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
He has been accused of sexual assault by some, I guess, couple of women. Portia de Rossi.
Is it more than one now? I thought it was.
Yeah, it's two. No, it's two now.
Jeez.
Portia de Rossi, who's married to Ellen DeGeneres, was in a movie with Steven Seagal, and apparently he unzipped his pants during an audition for the movie. But the thing that sort of disappoints
me. Juliana Margulies, actually. I think she's the one. Who was it? I think it was Juliana Margulies who said that Steven Seagal, I think, sexually harassed her.
Yeah.
And like, I guess, kind of showed her his gun, like his actual firearm, too.
Really?
As some sort of an intimidation factor. Yeah, there was another weird story that came out last week or the week before about him.
And so the Ed Westwick one, we talked about this yesterday, and I said, yeah, I was just waiting for a second person to come out because that, like,
I don't know him. What's his, what's his
Victoria
deal?
And I both watch Gossip Girl, and that's really he's in a band too. That's really Gossip Girl is what he's known mainly for, which went off air a couple years ago. But the description of the whole situation that went down was so weird. But I was saying, like, if he really did this, then a second person and a third person would probably come out, because you don't do the things he was accused of doing. Like, you don't do that once. To me, that's serial assaulter, a serial raper. So
Jeffrey Tambor, this is disappointing, although there's no proof, apparently, but there's something floating around about him acting improperly with a former assistant. The guy who stars in Prison Break, Robert Knepper, accused of sexual assault in a movie. And we all know the story of Kevin Spacey and how that's all working against him and his career. So, all right, so there's a lot of negative stuff floating around. You want to have this is a story that will make you, I don't know if it'll make you smile, but you'll think to yourself, yes, the world is not all crazy and everybody is not a dirty SOB. This is a story of two women who were married to the same man. Now, at the outset, that's not, oh, what's going to come out of this? It's good. Listen, the wife, the new wife of this man, was told 4 months ago by doctors that she had stage 4 cervical cancer and nothing could be done. So she started to do investigating. She found a hospital earlier this year that I think is in either England or Canada. I'm not sure. But anyway, she went to the hospital and was suffering from abdominal pains, and they diagnosed her with pelvic cancer, and the tumor was in her cervix. The doctor said she'd be dead in 4 months. So she started these various and sundry other treatments. She went to Turkey, as a matter of fact, to undergo chemotherapy there. She went through 5 10-day sessions, cost her $105,000, and so she ran out of money. But she needed more treatments, and so the family didn't know what to do. Listen to this. The husband, her ex-husband, has a new wife. And this wife, whose name is Claire, organized a fundraising effort to raise the thousands of dollars that were needed for her to complete her treatment.
Love
so
that. That's so great.
The new wife helps the old wife survive. How many of you would be big enough to do that, given some of the experiences that I know women in my life have had with just real bad guys?
Mm.
Their sons and stepsons and all the family, this lady is now going to survive, it would appear, because this woman has taken she took the initiative to set up this fund. What a wonderful story.
Yeah, love that.
Yeah. So, anyway, and there's another lesson in that, by the way. When you have aches and pains, I say this because my experience with my former wife, who died in 2011, matter of fact, wow, I'm even thinking about it. What's today? Is the 9th?
Mm-hmm.
She died on November the 12th, 2011. My father died on November the 12th, 2004, and my stepsister died on November the 12th, 1999, I think. So I'm going to avoid November 12th as much as possible. So in terms of what Tony went through, she discovered the breast cancer by having an ache in her back. And so she went, she had this continuing backache, and she didn't do anything about it for 3 or 4 months, which was probably a mistake. And she went in and, you know, the finding was pretty quick, because that's one of the signs of breast cancer. Your back's uncomfortable. So don't let that stuff go. You can't let that stuff fester. You really got to take care of your body, take care of yourself, take care of your health. Don't leave it to chance, unless you want to check out. If you've had enough and you want to move on to the next life, that's okay. But if you like and appreciate this life and you want to live and love your family, then any signs, and you can say, well, the health system's so bad now, we can't do that. Well, but you can start someplace. And there's nothing more important. You cannot enjoy your life if you don't have good health. It just doesn't work. Another good news story today, at least I find this to be the deal. China, because this whole thing with, what is it, a meeting of the G20 or something in China? What's the event, Victoria, that's going on in Asia that Trump and all the other leaders have gone to? Isn't that some kind of economic conference?
I thought it was just Trump having dinner. I thought it was a state dinner, that he was going to be the first American president to dine in the Forbidden City. But there may be other world leaders
other
there,
meeting.
Too. There
yeah.
might be, yeah.
Anyway, so, you know, all of the focus on doing business with America, and our number one exporter in terms of dollars is the Boeing company. Boeing planes and the ancillary impact that comes. The Chinese are buying a couple of $100 billion worth of Boeing planes. Now, you don't think that's a shot in the arm for American jobs and stuff? General Electric is going to make the engines for the planes. So it's a good deal for General Electric, good deal for Boeing, good for America. And frankly, it's interesting, because the Boeing people were very smart. They knew the Chinese had started to make their own planes. They're making a competitive plane to the Boeing 737 in some plant in China. So what Boeing does...
Not to be, like, stereotypical, but, I mean, or, you know, to stereotype it, but there's no way on God's green earth that
we're gonna ride in
a
plane
in one of those planes.
No.
But I'm sorry, but that is not happening.
What Boeing did was say to them, all right, look, they don't want competition, even if the plane's going to be a piece of crap. So we'll build a plant, and we'll help you build your planes that you want to build, but we'll run the plant. And then we'll, you know, you can see the benefit of having Boeing 737s versus this other piece of crap that you're making, and why would you want to do that? So apparently the Chinese have bought into it to a point where they're buying, mostly the planes they're buying are bigger planes. The 777, the 787, and those things cost, you know, the bigger the plane, obviously, the more it costs. Those are $100 million tickets. So you don't have to sell too many planes to come up with, billions of dollars worth of action there. But it still is good for America. It's good for American business, I think, anything like that. I think Boeing, it's like any big company. They've gotten a little big for their britches over the years, but they're a fabulous American company, and you wouldn't be able to see anything like that develop in any other place in the world. You wouldn't. It's just, I mean, access to capital, access to people who have the ability. But I will say this, Boeing more and more is hiring people from outside the country, especially in engineers, because we're falling so far behind in educating our students, our American students, in things like engineering. Math, we're back to that STEM stuff, mm-hmm. Victoria.
Yep.
It's very important. We've got to do something
so
with
important.
Our educational system. Mm-hmm. It is failing miserably. So, all right, anyway, this is something that isn't failing, something you really need to be thinking about. And I suggest that you think about your home and your comfort as being a very important part. A lot of people do pay a lot of attention. They'll spend money on their home rather than take a trip, or because they want to have their comfort zone in their home, which is where many of you spend most of your time. Outside of work, you spend time at home. So you want your home to be as good and comfortable and healthy as possible. And I would suggest to you that you be on top of the new smart home world that we're all heading toward with Vivint smart home technology. This is now the country's number one smart home services provider, and they're that because they're good. The history of this company is so superlative. They've done such a great job creating technological systems. Now, the Vivint home system has doorbell cameras and security cameras attached to it and thermostats inside, the window sensors, door sensors. So if the Amazon guy delivers a package or the UPS guy delivers a package to your door and you want him to put it inside, you fix it so he tells you there's some way that you activate it, and you'll know that he's there, and you can push a button with his Vivint system while you're at work and lets the front door open. He puts the package inside, closes the door. I mean, can you imagine that? Wow. And so much stuff is being delivered now, right? We all buy online.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to have it safe instead of the guy goes around the neighborhood. There have been a lot of these things. This is another reason to have the Vivint. You want to buy online? Guy delivers the package to your front door. So he leaves, and your next-door neighbor sees it and goes over and steals it. Or, there's a whole big thing of that going on. So if you have the Vivint home system, you're not going to have that problem. So automate your controls from wherever you are with smart home systems from Vivint. 855-718-6167. I know you're intrigued. So follow up. Get some action going here. Get this for your home for all the right reasons. 855-718-6167. Great family Christmas present. 855-718-6167 for Vivint Home Systems.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250 A, C250 E, C250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
If you must cling to someone now and forever, let it be me. Each time we meet, love, I find complete love.
All right, time for us to go back to my birthday in 1964. For the top five songs from this week in 1964. And we start with Jerry Butler, who's a great Windy City veteran. He's a friend of mine on Facebook, actually. It's fun to follow him and how he still is out there. He and Betty Everett, who's passed away, did a song together that you can see on all of the revivals, the old rock and roll revivals on PBS. This is called Let It Be Me, number five song this week in 1964. Jerry Butler. Smoothest, one of the smoothest voices in that whole era of really great black singers. And Betty Everett was just cute as could be. I think they had a thing for each other, actually.
Let it be me.
All right. So there's a lot of contrast in the songs that were popular during this week in 1964. Thanks to Victoria for putting a list together. She thought would be a nice way for me to celebrate a little of my birthday after the fact. Yeah.
Well, you were away, so we didn't get to do any on-air stuff for your birthday.
Right, right. All right, number four this week in 1964 belonged to a group of ladies called the Shangri-Las. This is the dumbest story you ever heard in a song. The leader of the pack. Listen to this. Yeah, I've never heard of it before.
I had to tell my dude,
you, either of you two ever heard this before?
Yeah.
Have you?
This gets used in a lot of movies, I feel like.
Yeah, here, yeah. The leader of the pack. So he goes down the street in his motorcycle, and guess what? He wipes out, and she's forever. Alright, okay. Let's keep going. This next song is from a guy who actually, at the beginning of his career, was pretty good. He kind of got off the track later on. This song was his first big hit, number three, during this week in 1964. Manfred Mann, Before the Earth Band, and the Doo-Wah Diddy Diddy.
Look fine. Look fine.
Look good.
Look fine.
And I nearly lost my mind.
Before I knew it, she was walking.
Oh, look at the next Right. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Wait, Therese. You talk about
it's very this easy to please, isn't it?
Well, this is we had these really silly love triangle songs and sappy stuff in the mid-60s. And so I said something about the Shangri-La's leader of the pack. This one took the cake. J. Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers with a song called Last Kiss. Listen to this. Have girls ever heard this one before?
I know this because Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam covered it a couple years ago, and it's just as depressing as ever.
Oh, my God, it's a horrible song.
This is a slit your wrist kind of song.
Crank it up, Kara. Last Kiss.
Hanging all around. Something warm running in my eyes. But I found my baby somehow that night. I raised her head and she smiled and said, hold me darling, a little while. I held her close, I kissed her our last kiss. I found the love that I knew I would miss.
All right,
but now she's gone.
Number two.
It's like kind of peppy for such a tragic song.
The end of the world for his girlfriend, yeah. Number one, Supremers were at number one for 4 weeks with Baby Love. Number two hit in their series of at least a dozen number one. Diana Ross sounded like she was about 18 here. She may have been, actually. All right, top five songs from this week in 1964. One, Baby Love. Two, Last Kiss. Two, I Did It. Three, Leader of the Pack. Four, Let It Be Me. Number five.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
I'm Nick Miles in Japan this week with the latest automotive news from the 2017 Tokyo Motor Show. Lexus show off the new LS Plus concept with autonomous features. The LS Plus looks to be the next generation of their LS flagship. It has technology called Highway Teammate you should see introduced by 2020. And the LS Plus will take over driving once you encounter a freeway on-ramp. Lexus expect to step up the system by adding an urban vision of Teammate later that would autonomously navigate city streets. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Google has all but banned the movie series, What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
After the hour, hello, are you scanning your radio dial and you found this fabulous radio program called the DJV Show? You can also listen to the podcast every week that Kara puts together of some of our conversations off the air and on the air, although you won't hear Victoria having a conversation with her husband about what to do about the leaks in the ceiling. That might be good.
That's super fun.
Yeah, well, that is super fun to kind of get in on the inside of what's going on with us.
Are you eavesdropping on me? Is that what you're telling me now?
I would never do that. All right, so people in the news today, Kevin Spacey has been cut from his role of J. Paul Getty in the movie All the Money in the World. I thought the trailers are in the movie in the theaters now. I thought the movie was done in the can and about to be released. So let's talk to Chucker about that later on, but they brought in, apparently, Christopher Plummer to play
J. Paul
Getty.
Who's so much older. Isn't that so bizarre that they would recast Kevin Spacey with a guy who's, like, probably 20 years older?
But he's supposed to represent, if you saw the trailers for the movie, that Spacey, the role he played as J. Paul Getty, they made him up to look a lot older than he really is. I mean, at first, you look at him and you can't tell it's, the makeup is that good, you can't tell it's Kevin Spacey.
Right.
When I first saw the trailer when we were in the movies, I don't know, it may have been even a month ago, looking at the trailer for that movie, I said to Meredith, that's Kevin Spacey? Yeah, it is. All right, Lynn Manuel Miranda become the darling of lots of different sets as he put together this musical, Hamilton. Apparently, he's bringing Hamilton to his native Puerto Rico. This is going to be there not for another year, though. I can't imagine because of the whole... half the island doesn't have electricity, right? Water.
Oh, yeah. It's a disaster.
It's a mess.
Yeah, FEMA's going to start, I think 3,000 people, they're going to start flying out of the island who've been in the shelters for over a month.
Yeah.
And so they're going to take them to New York and Florida,
yeah,
where they have, I guess, some family or at least just large Puerto Rican
populations.
Yeah, some
connections. Yeah. So here Hurricane Maria came in as we're talking, and they were going to bring the apparently the show was going to go there in 2019 anyway, but apparently they speeded up a little to get people to expedite the project of rebuilding Puerto Rico and having this as a focal point, if I understand this correctly.
Yeah.
But he's native Puerto Rican, right, isn't he?
Well, no, his parents are. He's American. Yeah. All American. I mean, he's a New Yorker,
right,
but his parents are both from Puerto Rico, like Jennifer Lopez, similar.
Yeah. All right, I want to have us get into a thought place. Can we do this for a few minutes? I like to... have us all thinking.
Are we going back to space? Because do I need to schedule a little mini nap? Is what I'm asking.
Oh, please! What Victoria's teasing about is my discussion off and on during the program today about my trip
and
to
on and on
Italy. Oh, come on! But you, I hope you would find it interesting because it's so different from the way normally we think. Anyway, here's something that will really get you to think. How our life is changing. Think about how your life, as a result of technology, you know, I'm doing this promotion for Vivint Home Technologies and how great that sort of thing is. But in general, think about what really is driving America and American businesses. As we get into Christmas time, we start thinking about things and buying things and having gifts that are actually tangible. But when you look at American business and how it's changed in the last 10, 15, 20 years, using Uber as an example, it's a software tool. That's all it is. It's a software play. It's a software company.
Yep.
They don't own any cars, but yet they're the biggest taxi company in the world. Same thing can be said for Airbnb. The biggest hotel company in the world, they don't own any hotels.
It's true.
It's all about artificial intelligence and computers and understanding how you can use these things. And I think that it is something for us to contemplate. Think about, we talked about the self-driving cars, the big rage. People in Europe are talking about this all over the place. And so the various ways to prepare your youngsters, if you have young children going through school, what are they going to do when they get out of school? If you train in the law, you don't get jobs now because this IBM Watson that I just learned about, a couple of days before I went to Italy, we started talking about this. I didn't even know what this was. But this thing is going to give you legal advice. Within seconds, with 90% accuracy, you'll be able to go online, put in a problem, and how do I handle it, and the IBM Watson will tell you what to do. So if you're studying law, I wouldn't be going down that path.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
Watson, go ahead.
We're always going to need lawyers, you know, if you're going to be in court.
Yeah, but not to the extent we do
now. Well, we have LegalZoom. I mean, there are online companies that you can do a will you don't need a lawyer for. I mean, there are other things that you can do. But, yes, I mean, Watson powers a lot of apps, like the Weather Channel app, which I think is actually the best weather app. There's another one out there, too. I forget what it's called, but that I think Watson also powers. So I'm not surprised that they're moving in that direction. We have an app for a therapist now, too.
Yeah.
And those apps are going, like, they get so much traffic. And essentially, it's not like a real therapist. It's similar to Watson answering your legal questions.
Well, Watson is already helping nurses diagnose cancer 4 times more accurately than human nurses. Facebook has a pattern recognition software that recognizes faces better than humans recognize faces. If you go ahead, fast forward to 2030, computers in general will be more intelligent than we are because of the dumbing down of America. What are we doing about that? The self-driving cars, you can talk about that. So your children don't, we'll never get, my grandson probably never going to need a driver's license because he's never going to drive anywhere. Think about that.
That is kind of funny to think about.
He's going to be 3 years old in December. He will probably never drive a car. You call a car with your phone, shows up, picks you up, takes you to your destination. You don't need to park it. You pay for the driver or the driven distance if it doesn't have a driver. So,
well,
I mean,
the thing that really
changes our cities.
I know. Well, yes, that's exactly what I was just going to say. You know, is it Ford or Google? Oh, which one has Waymo? I think it's
Ford.
Is that Ford? Well, Waymo is, you know, they've been talking about testing driverless cars in, they've been doing it in San Francisco, and they've been doing it in other places like Arizona. Now they're talking about, I think next year, they're going to start testing it in Manhattan, just in the streets of New York. And the first thing I had said about when I heard that, which was maybe 3 weeks ago we talked about it, was, okay, great, this is going to mess up every traffic pattern because the cars are programmed to stop as soon as there's a human being anywhere around them. Well, people jaywalk constantly in New York, so if you're at a light as it is and you have a green light and you can make a left or a right turn, if people are walking because the crosswalk lights also light, they allow people to walk at the same time you can make a turn, which is really stupid in New York, but that's how it is. And so these cars are not going to ever move until there is no human being in front of it.
Yeah.
And the only thing that New Yorkers with cars, I'm one of them, the only thing we have right now is the intimidation factor of driving over someone to make them move faster. And so if you have all these driverless cars that are just going to be sitting there through light change after light change, you're going to have such traffic jams that it's going to be a disaster.
But you know how they're selling this, Victoria? They're selling it, the insurance companies say that we have one accident every 60,000 miles.
Mm-hmm.
With autonomous driving, that'll drop to one accident in 6 million miles.
I mean, it's fine on highways.
It'll save
a
million lives a year.
That's wonderful. And that's on highways where people drive, you know, way too fast and they slam on the brakes. I get all that. That's great. But I just don't think that there's a place for this in cities. You know,
I agree with you. I think we're going down a road that we haven't tested yet because people don't really know what they're doing. They get excited about Tesla and Apple and Google changing cars. If what we think is going to happen, Volkswagen and Audi, I know I was around a lot of their cars this past week or 10 days and talking to people who drive them. They're looking, there was a Tesla. I saw a Tesla plugged into this place where we were, the activity center in this place where I was. Somebody had, they actually have a plug, and they plugged in this Tesla, and people were talking about what happens with these newer cars versus the older cars. You can make an argument that traditional car companies, they don't get in on this, they're going to go bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
In 10,
well, and that's why and that's why they've all made those announcements that, you know, they plan to be either all electric or they plan to, each company is making a driverless model, driverless trucks, I mean, things like that.
Yeah.
Everyone now knows. And, you know, I think it's kind of funny. I think everyone has finally learned the lesson that retailers didn't learn fast enough. And we've been talking this whole week about all this, the Sears stores that are closing and all the Kmart stores that are closing. Nordstrom stores are closing. Yeah. And because retailers didn't learn fast enough, they didn't correct their business model when Amazon came along. And I think that now you are seeing cars like Tesla and now Dyson, the vacuum company, they've got their new electric car coming out.
This stuff's going to become mainstream.
Yeah, but I mean, it's good in a sense that at least these car companies are catching on faster, so we're not going to just have another disaster like the retail sector is going through. It's a disaster.
It is. And then you look at the way electricity is becoming more, is certainly cheaper, cleaner, solar, and the wind power and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Next 30, 40 years, you won't see much fossil fuel being used. But again, how does this play on those who are working? Where are the jobs going to be? Will we be able to, the Israelis, well, big talk in Europe this week was the Israelis opening up a desalinization plant because they never have enough water. Mm. Can't get enough water out of the Jordan River, and it's dirty as hell anyway. So now they built this big plant, and I've often asked, we've on the air any number of times said, how in the world, you know, have water shortage in California, so build a damn desalination plant. The environmentalists
have the way of
that.
Why won't they do that?
Because the environmentalists say it's not clean. What? Screw that. In this day and age, it's not. We roll over too much to some of this stuff. We become way too. I think it's a very important thing to protect the environment. Don't get me wrong. But some of the stuff that's come along, the arguments to keep, especially in California, to keep people from doing stuff, is mindless drivel. And some of these people are just ridiculous. Anyway, I was just looking at this report that focused on what the future is going to be all about and how things like 3D printers. And this in China, they had a 3D printer that built a six-story building.
Isn't that just insane?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And the price for a 3D printer now is about $400. Used to be $18,000 when they first came out. Jay Leno uses it to make all the parts for his old cars.
Which is genius. I mean, they've used 3D printers to make prosthetics for people and for veterans. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, I love technology, and I think we just have to learn the lesson. Everyone discounted Amazon. No one took it seriously. Everyone said, that's never going to, Amazon started out as an online bookstore. No one thought it would be it is now.
And 70% of the jobs we now know will disappear in the next 25, 30 years.
Yep. And we have to me, like
jobs, but
the STEM careers, computer coding, these are fields that we have got to focus on, or else we're just going to have such huge unemployment numbers. We're not going to know what to do.
I'm going to have somebody on the American Family Farmer talk about there's a new way of producing meat in a laboratory in Memphis that is going to eliminate the need for growing cattle for feed. Chickens.
Oh, is that the fake meat?
That's not fake meat. It's real meat. It's actually being grown. It's really fascinating. But all of these things coming are just mind-blowing if you put your mind around it. And I've got a headache. It's 11 before the hour.
This report is brought to you by Applebee's. For the 10th year in a row, Applebee's restaurants will honor U.S. veterans and active duty military with a complimentary dine-in meal at any one of nearly 1,800 Applebee's restaurants nationwide on Veterans Day. Applebee's has donated more than 8.3 million free meals to veterans and active duty military since beginning the program in 2008, and Applebee's restaurants nationwide expect to serve nearly 1 million more free meals this Veterans Day. On Saturday, November 11th, any guest with proof of military service will receive a free meal from a special Veterans Day menu featuring 7 of Applebee's signature dishes, including the American Standard Burger, Fiesta Lime Chicken, and Butcher's Meat and Potatoes. This annual event is just one of the many ways that Applebee's franchisees nationwide honor our American heroes and give back to their communities. To learn more about how your local Applebee's supports veterans year-round, or to view the full Veterans Day menu, visit applebees.com/veterans.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played,
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days. And you knew when you were there.
That's for girls and men, woman.
Could we make a television show like this today and have it stick, Chucker? All in the
I don't
family?
Think so.
Yeah.
Wasn't it really offensive?
Oh, yeah, it was fabulous. Archie Bunker was. And that name became synonymous with a type of human being, right? With a type of personality.
Very, very, very true. Very
yeah.
true.
Yeah. And Norman Lear was. Why are we playing it? Yeah, good question.
The reason I played that is because they did a recent survey where people say there's too much good television now, and people don't know where to find programming because there's so much of it, and don't have time to watch all of it. And to an extent, I would agree with it, but in the 70s, they called it the golden age of TV, and All in the Family, in my opinion, was the prime example of what great television was in the 1970s.
So I'm gonna go one step further with that. Yesterday, flying back across the Atlantic, I had an 8.5-hour plane ride, and on the screen was so you could select whether you wanted movies, television, episodic stuff, dramas.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked at the choices. It's the first time I've ever seen this, and I wouldn't have thought about it until you just said all the choices. There was a whole screen filled with all the various networks, and then HBO and Showtime, Amazon, and you name it. On the screen is filled with you choose. So I watched a couple of HBO shows, and then I went to Showtime because I think that show Billions is a fabulous. Damian Lewis and Paul Giamatti is a really very well done show. But the reason I bring it up is because I'm looking at the screen. My God, you could spend a week there just watching all the stuff that was on the screen.
And to expand on that, Apple is making its first entry into scripted TV with a two-season guarantee pickup of a show from Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston. They're both going to star and produce. And I say to myself, where do you watch an Apple show? Does anybody have an answer to that question?
Does he have an Apple TV? No, but there's got to be.
Yeah, you have to have Apple TV.
iTunes?
Apple TV.
Yeah, iTunes?
It's incredible.
iTunes and Apple TV. Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
And Julia Roberts is going to do a show for Amazon.
All right, so Chucker. Let's back up here just a second and talk about Kevin Spacey and this whole thing about him and how it's changing. His career is over. But the guy hasn't been convicted of anything. He's just been charged with a suggestion innuendo. So they're taking him not only House of Cards, which may continue without him, but this business, the J. Paul Getty movie, where we saw trailers of him. I thought the movie was in the can, ready to be released.
It's the movie's called All the Money in the World. He has he's not the star of the movie, but he has a major role as J. Paul Getty, I guess a billionaire. I'm not sure what decade. His granddaughter was kidnapped. He refused to pay.
Yeah, in the 50s, 60s, 70s.
The ransom. But Ridley Scott, a prominent director, has decided to cut all Kevin Spacey's scenes out and replace him with actor Christopher Plummer, a great actor. The movie has a release date of December 22nd. It's in the can, fully finished. It was supposed to play at a film festival last week. They got cold feet and decided not to do it. The trailers have already been released with Kevin Spacey in the role.
Yeah, I've seen the trailers.
Lot of Oscar buzz on his performance. So this has never been done. This is unprecedented. It's going to cost the studio money, but I would, and again, I'm just, because you're right, he's not been prosecuted of
any crime. No, he's been convicted. Yeah. Yeah.
But
so they drop him.
I'm going to make the assumption that the people involved here feel there's a lot more that's going to come out on Spacey, and they just think that it'll completely tarnish the film at the box office. That's why they're doing it.
Yeah.
But it is very, it's never been done. Nothing like this has ever been done before, where a movie's completely finished and trailers have been released. It's bizarre.
Yeah. All right, what else you got in movie news?
One other bit of news, after dragging his feet for months on making a decision, Universal, according to The Hollywood Reporter, will pull the plug on their Dark Universe classic monster movies after the box office failure of The Mummy with Tom Cruise. Bride of Frankenstein was in the pipeline. They pulled the plug on that. And then we're going to do The Invisible Man with Johnny Depp, pull the plug on that. So that franchise is not going to happen going forward.
I don't think we're missing anything, do you?
Probably not. I don't know if it was really a good idea. I don't know if people in 2017, 18, 19 would totally embrace
Thank you.
Bride of Frankenstein anyway.
End of story. Chuck Curry, fabulous movie man on Movie Moments. DJV time is 59 after the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.